The future. Are you excited or are you worried? Because the next 20 years will bring more change than the previous 300 years. Technology is rebooting the very idea of work. How we work, when we work, where we work, and sooner or later, why we work. You know, computers are no longer stupid. They're watching, they're listening, they're speaking, they're learning, and they may even be thinking. Science fiction is becoming science fact, and the end of routine work is only one of the outcomes. So how much of your work is routine? You know, the searching, invoicing, filing, organizing, checking, updating, monitoring. Need I go on? Rest assured, anything that can be automated, digitized, or virtualized will be. This is as certain as music is in the cloud, cars are driving themselves, and money is going digital. Automation is reducing the need for rote and manual labor everywhere. And smart machines will soon do the knowledge work as well. Blue collar, white collar, whatever color your work is, it is going to be disrupted. Over the next 15 years, every technological limitation will virtually vanish. Imagine virtually unlimited processing power. Global access to real-time data, machines that can move around like we do, quantum leaps in battery technology, and then even faster breakthroughs in artificial intelligence and deep learning. Clearly, competing with such powerful machines on their turf has no future. Working like a robot has no future. Learning like a robot has no future. It's a recipe for permanent unemployment. When artificial intelligence meets human intelligence, it's the end of routine as we know it. But take heart. This is not the end of our jobs. It's not the end of our work. It's not the end of our purpose. Rather, a new age of human-only work is beginning. Let's be honest. Few of us enjoy menial work and boring routines, even if we may like the security that comes with jobs like this. You know, increased automation is a certainty in all industries, but very few jobs are 100% automatable, 100% routine. Humans can easily deal with unforeseen events, complex challenges requiring judgment, intuition, and improvisation. Whatever is easy for a computer is hard for humans, and vice versa. This will be true for the foreseeable future. Yes, there is a life beyond automation, but only if we are prepared and if we work together. Only if governments start to plan for the kind of education and training we need, and provided we can have a serious conversation about if and how we should tax automation, and what a universal basic income may look like. Now imagine a world, maybe 2030, where we only work 3 to 4 hours a day, but for the same money, because our machines are taking care of the routines. Picture a world where the cost of energy, water, food, healthcare is dramatically lower because technology has brought abundance. See yourself in a future where work is no longer the same as purpose, where we can get purpose from what we can and what we are meant to do, not what we have to do to make a living. What if education actually helped us to discover how we can thrive as humans, not as better robots? What if routine work was replaced by the adventure of vocational careers? What if learning were actually lifelong and full of reinvention? So how will we get ready for this future? Leave your chores to the software and the bots. Focus on those purely human things that are our future. Move up the food chain to become indispensable in this hyper-connected world. Rediscover those talents and traits that make you unique. As Oscar Wilde once said, be yourself, everyone else is taken. Become comfortable with being uncomfortable. Warm up to the discomfort of permanent evolution. This is the new normal. We're entering a constant state of VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. But you can meet volatility with velocity. You can fight uncertainty with unorthodoxy. You can answer complexity with creativity, and you can defeat ambiguity with awesomeness. Don't perfect your dying routines, and don't let your kids even get started with learning them. Downloading information to a hard drive is a dead end. Instead, train them in understanding, intuition, imagination, foresight, storytelling, and empathy. Strong skills in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics will be essential, but achieving excellence in humanity, ethics, creativity, imagination will become equally decisive. The more we digitize our world, the more human we can and we must become. The future works differently, but that might be the best thing that ever happened to us.